an extremely potent opioid known as carfentanil has come to Wisconsin. Officials in Milwaukee County have confirmed several deaths due to the drug, including the April death of an inmate at the county's House of Correction. Carfentanil is hundreds of times more potent than fentanyl, which itself is so potent, just a few milligrams can be fatal. That not only puts users at greater risk of overdose and death, it also creates risks for the emergency workers who respond to overdose calls. Scott Gordon has been writing about these risks for wiscontext.org, and he joins me now with more. Hi there.
Hi, Brady. Thanks for having me.
The risks for users are pretty straightforward, but for first responders who aren't taking or injecting these drugs, what's the occupational hazard here?
You know, when we talk about an opioid like carfentanil or fentanyl entering the picture, you know, really that means that it's kind of mixed in with all the other things in this illicit supply of opioids. So sometimes it's going to be present without the user knowing it. And then if an emergency responder kind of comes into that situation to, you know, try to help someone who's overdosed, you don't necessarily know what's in there either. Fentanyl and carfentanil, you know that you can absorb it through your skin. You can inhale it in a relatively small amount and have a pretty large effect. So it just adds a lot of unpredictability to that situation if you're dealing with it as an emergency responder.
And has that happened, or is this so far a theoretical concern?
So far, there have been, just a few really well-documented incidents of, police or other emergency responders being exposed. There was an incident in New Jersey where a couple of detectives actually kind of accidentally inhaled a small amount of some opioids that they were dealing with, and they had to be taken to the emergency room, but they were fine. There haven't been any incidences of, anyone dying or whatever from occupational exposure, but it's still something that is a little bit more on people's minds with more of these drugs seeming to enter the picture in Wisconsin.
So it's not that the approach is totally different because of these more potent drugs. It's not first responders going to each overdose call in a hazmat suit, but maybe the awareness of what they may find at an overdose call is now different?
To put this in perspective, we're talking about people who are used to taking safety precautions and dealing with dangerous or unpredictable situations anyway. People who deal with drug scenes know to wear protective gear. So do lab technicians. If you go into a lab, there's, a lot of kind of protective or emergency equipment around. It's just more common now for that kind of equipment to include things like Narcan. People have to think about, we might have to use this on each other in addition to maybe having to use it on an actual, overdose victim who is deliberately using a drug. People are, really cautious about how they're handling evidence in these opioid cases. And, if you are confiscating something to make sure to keep it sealed before it gets to a lab where someone's going to be testing it, and just things of that nature. But there's no way to kind of be 100% with this stuff. And I think people are aware of that and thinking about it and concerned about, the danger that it might pose.
And of course, if there's one thing we've learned from the opioid crisis, it's that just when you start to think you have some of the answers, the questions might change. So the drugs may change. The potential risks at an overdose scene for a first responder might change. So even if they are taking those precautions for something like fentanyl or carfentanil, they might have new risks down the road.
Absolutely. And with fentanyl analogs, these are often substances that have never been, manufactured or tested or studied in a legitimate setting. So even though we know that they are pretty similar to fentanyl, we don't know how different their effects might be on the human body.
Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.